Wow, you look really beautiful. No, it's you. It's not the hair and makeup department, and it's not the wedding dress. It's you. You look stunning. And you know your fiancé is so lucky to have you. In just a few hours, you're going to be completely married off and off on your honeymoon. I'm happy for you. I really am. And why do you think I'm helping you fix up that little strand of hair right now? See? If I just brushed it behind your ear, you look perfect. Yeah. I'm not nervous. I'm just excited for you as one of your bridesmaids. It's an honor, really. I'm glad I could share this with you. Just promise me, even when you're a married woman, you'll still be my best friend. I know they say that your partner's meant to be your best friend and your lover and fuck knows what else, but that's me. I am your best friend. I'm not jealous of him. I mean, have you seen him? Okay, all right, yes, he's your partner, but yeah, he's got a bit of a receding hairline, and there's nothing completely wrong with that, but yeah. I'm not being mean, I'm nervous, and why am I nervous? Well, my best friend's getting married. Why else? Yes, you should probably be the one who's a bit more jittery, but I'm glad that you're happy. You're calm. Actually, speaking of that, shouldn't you be a little bit more hyped up? You're calm. Like, most girls are super crazy on a day like this. You're not having second thoughts, are you? You can totally tell me. I mean, what, soon you're gonna have to walk out onto the altar? Think of it like a confessional. I'm sitting here, I'm adding a bit of petals to the back of your hair and just fixing things up, and this is your last moment of truth. The time you can spit it all out and no one's here to judge. I'm not judging you, I promise. Well, like I said, you look beautiful, and he's incredibly lucky to have you. Yeah. Hype yourself up a bit. I mean, do you need a drink? Do you need some alcohol? Do you need coffee? I'm joking. Yeah, I know. You've always been calm in situations like this. I mean, do you remember at school when we had to sing for the choir in front of everyone? Like, I thought I was gonna cry, but you were so confident and you just seemed to take everything really well, just like you are now. That's what I've always admired about you. You're always so cool and calm, and everyone loved you, including me. But you're popular with everyone, and I just wanted to be around you. Yeah. You were always that girl that everyone wanted to be around. I mean, you were pretty, smart, and confident. You made the funniest jokes, and, well, it felt like you were pretty much great at everything. Everyone else saw it, even if you didn't. And here we are now. I mean, when we were children, we spent so many years talking about our weddings and if I'd be your maid of honor, if you'd be mine, if we could go on a joint honeymoon or some stupid crap that I don't even know. But here we are. And it's not how we thought it would be, but it's what you wanted. And I'm happy that you're happy. Well, I mean, I guess if I've got one question, is there anything you regret not doing before you had today, before you get married? Well, I don't mean it like eating chocolate. You can do that as soon as you get home. But, like, was there ever anyone else? I mean, there was that cute guy you used to like at work. I mean, he was a bit weird, but did you ever think about maybe like dating anyone else before you got married? Or yeah, okay, maybe he was a bad example. What about like girls? Did you ever think of anyone that you might have liked to experiment with? Or No, well, I haven't, so I was just curious. But yeah, I mean, like I said, everyone always loved you. Like, I adored you, and I still do. So, I guess you could have the pick of the bunch. Yeah, well, soon you're gonna be stuck with him, and that's gonna be your future. Boring, boring, boring. Okay, I'm being a bit mean, but yeah, I'm curious. Was there kind of no one else? All right, well, I guess this is my moment to make a confession. Don't laugh at me, and I hope you still talk to me after, but well, here it is. Okay, just can you face the other way? I don't want you to look at me while I say this. Yep, okay. Turn, face the mirror. I don't know, play with your hair or something. Anything, whatever makes you feel better, but just don't look at me. Okay. Well, the truth is, I've always had. Okay, I'll speak up. All right, okay. The truth is, I've always had a bit of a crush on you. I'm not joking. Don't laugh. I'm 100% serious. You were perfect. And when you started dating him, I thought he was just going to be someone else who passed by. One of those guys that just comes in and out of your life and like a bell chimes and it's gone. Yes, he turned into a pumpkin. I don't know why I told you that. I mean, it sounds stupid now that I think about it. You're not saying anything. Did I fuck up? Honestly. What are you doing? Don't turn around. Just stay in the seat and fucking put some lipstick on or something. Don't come here. No. I just told you because you're about to be married and there's no other time I can say this. Hey, what? Are you angry at me? No. I don't know. Yeah, I told you because I didn't know what else to do. I mean, we're standing here. What? In 30 fucking minutes, you're out in the room. You're married. You're gonna have that ugly ass fucking ring put on your finger. And what am I gonna do? I'm gonna stand there and cry. I'll pretend it's tears of happiness, but I know damn well it won't be. Hey, no, don't sit down, please. You look at me like you hate me. Why are you looking at me like that? You have never looked at me like that. Hey, no, don't. Are you gonna hit me? What was that? What? You fucking serious? You just kissed me. Are you fucking serious? You have to be out that room in the next 20 minutes. Looking at me strangely again. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Okay, you talk. You tell me. Tell me what the fuck was that about? Why didn't you tell me all those years ago if you liked me as well? Why didn't you fucking tell me? I had no idea. If I'd known, I would have said something. And we could have put this fucking shit show behind us. Instead, you're in this stupid fucking wedding dress, and what? Mr. fucking boring over there is gonna sweep you off your feet and take you to his banker's lounge or something. Bloody hell, are you serious? This is the worst fucking possible timing ever. Okay. Okay, no, we're gonna deal with this. Okay, we're gonna deal with it. Come here. Come here. You're my best best friend, and I don't want to lose you, okay? Just believe this. You're gonna make me fucking cry. Okay, let's stop. Just think for a moment. You have a choice. You can either go out there, you get married, he'll stick that ugly fucking ring on your finger, and you're gonna say, I do, and you're not gonna mean any of it because clearly you did not want to get married. Considering you just kissed me in the fucking backstage room of a wedding. You're gonna go out there and you're gonna marry him. And that's exactly what you're gonna do. And that's gonna be what, the next 10, 20 years of your life completely gone. Maybe if we're lucky, he'll get diabetes and die early. Okay, maybe that's a bit too far. Or are you gonna leave? You're gonna tell him that you can't do this and you're sorry. You are really fucking sorry, but he is not the one for you. I'm not putting you under pressure. I'm telling you because you just fucking kissed me. Not once, but twice. And your lipstick smeared around your mouth. Yeah, okay, I'm feeling a bit under pressure because what the fuck? I don't know, but I mean, if what you're saying is true and you've had these feelings for years and you just never fucking told me for some stupid reason, you can't go out there and marry him in all honesty. You'd be lying to yourself. I mean, I'm fucking lying to myself right now. I'm standing here. I'm wearing your goddamn bridesmaid dress and I'm meant to go out there and support you. Yeah, I can't even think straight. Don't look at me like that, please. Please. I can't make these decisions for you. I can't do it. This one has to be your call. Think. You have been brilliant in all things. I've adored you. Everyone has always adored you. It's not a mistake if you go out there and tell them that you can't do this. I'm not a mistake. And no, this wasn't a lapse in judgment. You just said it. You have thought about me like this for years. Are you about to flush that away? Well, it's too late. We can't come back from this now. You can't just erase it out of your memory because guess what? Every time you see a photo of his wedding, every time you see a photo of you smiling at him with your bloody white dress and his knockoff suit, you're gonna think of me. You're gonna think of the hour you spent getting ready behind the stage making out with me. Is that really what you want printed onto the back of your memory of a sweating? I didn't think so. I don't know. I can't make this for you. You have to do it for yourself. I support you no matter what you do. No matter what you do, I'll be here, okay? I want you to be happy. I want you to do the thing that makes you happy the most. Whether that's leaving him right now, whether you choose to marry him and lie to yourself, or whether it's something that's completely different to either of those things. You'll make the right choice. I trust you on that. Alright. Yeah, I'm calm now. Okay, I'm calm. I need alcohol or something, but I'm calm. You look decidedly less calm, but are you gonna go out there and you're gonna make a decision? I don't give a fuck if you throw that ring down on the floor, you bloody rip the dress off. I don't care. If you say I do, I love you and I'll love you for all eternity, well, fuck you, but I'll understand. So go out there. I'm behind you and I'm with you every step of the way. Let's bring hell.